Welcome back to Creative Therapy Umbrella. This is a place where we talk about all different types of creative arts therapies, expressive therapies, and creative approaches to therapy. My name is Kate Shannon. I am a licensed clinical professional counselor as well as a board-certified music therapist, and I'm your host. I am super excited about today's episode because I just get to share a bunch of really fun creative ideas with you today. It's just me on the episode today. But I'm pumped. I put out a poll on Instagram. If you don't follow us on Instagram, I highly recommend it because I'm always on there. It's the one social media thing that I actually feel like I can use. So I had set out a poll to see what people feel like they wanted more of on the show. And there were a few different options, and it was really actually a very close tie between child play and music development, or infant mental health, or creativity resources. And creativity resources was the final winner. So we're going to dive into a little bit of that today. There's going to be a bunch of freebies in this episode that you can go to the show notes and download for yourself. And a couple of other opportunities sprinkled in as well, if they are helpful. Before we dive into that, I wanted to just give you an update where if you're on my newsletter, then you've probably heard this a little bit already. But if you are not, some exciting things happening over here at Creative Therapy Umbrella. I have my private practice up and running in Portland, Maine, which is really exciting. I'm sitting here next to all of my office furniture and markers and crafts and books and instruments and yarn and toys and all of the stuff to get that into the office to start doing some COVID safe sessions for kiddos, teens, and adults. And I'm just beyond excited. So Creative Therapy Portland is the name of my private practice. And I love that it just continues with the creative therapy theme that has started here at Creative Therapy Umbrella. So that's super exciting and has kept me incredibly busy these past few weeks. So I'm definitely feeling much more tired than usual, but also equally as excited. So super, super excited for that. On another note, if you're on the newsletter, you may have heard this already, but MTPC, the Music Therapy Podcast Collective, will be announcing some really exciting news here in the next few weeks. We have been hard at work with some amazing contributing podcasters who are creating their own pod courses to put out into the world through MTPC, and we're super pumped to make that happen and to be a part of it. They're going to be like so great. Like I just kept like the only thing I could explain was that I was squealing with delight at seeing these pod courses and the workbooks and the content. And so yeah, really excited for that to happen. I'll of course announce that here at Creative Therapy Umbrella, but you can also stay on top of that news if you follow MTPC on Instagram or MTPC's newsletter as well. And of course, all of that information will be in our show notes, so you can hop on that very quickly. So you don't miss a beat there. Otherwise, I think that's it for some updates of what's going on here. It's a rainy day here in Maine, and I love every minute of it. And it's actually perfect because the past few interventions that I have sent out in my newsletter is what we're going to be talking about today, too, is some of the resources that have gone out. And the past two months have been weather related, because this time of year is just, I feel like I always lean into weather ideas or interventions or crafts. So that is what we're going to go through. We're going to start with a fun little song that I wrote. Actually, this was a part of Stephanie Levels. It was a part of her. She had done them a while ago, songwriting challenges, where you do like 3 days, a songwriting challenge, and you come up with 3 songs and just like roll with it. And I absolutely loved those for the creativity inspiration of just like taking an idea, rolling with it, and just seeing what happens. Who cares what it sounds like? Just go with it. And had a ton of fun with that. So this is a really simple chant that is a ton of fun because you can use it really anywhere. But this just goes, wacky weather, wacky weather, wacky weather. When's it gonna stop? Wacky weather, wacky weather, wacky weather. When's it gonna stop? And that's basically the main part of the chant. I like to add in different parts for rain, wind, thunder, snow. Pitter patter goes the rain. I think of like touching your fingers onto a drum or like that. Whoosh whoosh goes the wind, and whoosh whoosh goes the wind. Boom 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 goes the thunder. Boom 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 goes the thunder. And here comes the snow. Go! Wacky weather, wacky weather. And then you can just keep going. But so I really like having flexible songs in sessions because the way I use music is often pretty child-led. So I'm not always bringing an intervention in and using a very directive approach. I definitely do that in certain sessions, but I have a lot of kiddos that really enjoy child-led work and it really supports their goals and our treatment. So I like songs like this because I don't need an accompaniment instrument, or I can use it while we are playing in a dollhouse and it starts to rain outside, and can add music to non-musical toy play and different things like that. So I like chants and things that I don't need an accompaniment with because I can be really flexible in the therapy room, in whether we're using play or art, or, you know, if it is more music, then we'll bring in the instruments. But I love that flexibility. And again, something I always say with my interventions again, and this is something that Lisa Dion says in her podcast. It's Lessons from the Playroom, which is an amazing podcast. But she always says, you are the most important. You're the most important toy in the therapy room. And I feel that so strongly, that, you know, you can bring in interventions and songs and all the things to do all day, but the connection that you bring into the room is an intervention itself. So remembering to attune to your clients, reflect their feelings and expressions, and being present and just being is an intervention. So I always like to clarify that when sharing interventions, because these are great to use, but it's so important to remember that the relationship and you in the room are incredibly important as well. So with wacky weather, there are a bunch of expansion ideas on how you could use this. I know I had just mentioned of like, you're playing in a dollhouse and a kiddo is, you know, something's happening in the dollhouse and they talk about the thunder outside or the snow, and you can easily bring this song in just to have additional sensory input for multisensory learning, to process in that way. Some kids might want to process musically. Also though, you could use this song as a really great jumping off point for movement. I think what I really like about this is we've got that just wacky weather part, which could be like marching, walking around a room, or, you know, you could really do anything. It could be super open for a kid at that point. And then doing different movements when the verses come. So with pitter patter goes the rain, I imagine tiptoeing across the room and being really quiet. And then big whooshy movements for big lunges for the wind, and maybe you have a parachute as you're doing it and doing these big movements, and of course big stomps for thunder, and then, you know, water spray. You could even use water spray in this for sensory. If you wanted to expand this into sensory stuff, bring in a water spray bottle. I remember the first time I brought a water spray bottle into my clinical work, and I was like, how did I not know about this? How did I not know that a spray bottle was magic to children? Because it really, really was. Of course, never spraying it directly at a child. It's spraying it up in the air. And actually, I would have any child that I would bring the spray bottle in with a session would ask, of course, permission, and see a lot of kids like to feel it on their hand first. first, and then I'd spray it up in the air where they could reach. They could decide to reach in if they'd like. If they were limited with their mobility, I would ask, hey, can I put this on your hand so you can feel it? Do you want to try it? Do you want to try it up in the air? So there's lots of that autonomy, which is a major player in child mental health. So this is going into the other topic, but autonomy, asking for permission, respect, all of those things are so important for every single child that we work with, and maximize that in your sessions above all else. But so a big one for the spray bottle. Most kids that I had worked with absolutely loved it. Some kids didn't like it and it was a sensory thing and it was totally cool. And they warmed up to it a little bit, but still only wanted it on their hand. But that was great. It was still great. But so, I mean, you could put this up in the air. You could have a fan with the water spray for like wind and water, a thunder tube or flashlight for the thunder too. You could have, it could be darker if you have like a nightlight in your room or something like that. So you can have thunder, an ice cube in a sandwich bag for the snow to get the really that sensory feeling of the cold snow. All of those multi-sensory experiences are just so much fun. And then lastly, I think this would be a really fun one to bring in some art. I think that there are obviously so many different ways that we can turn musical experiences into expanding it into art, but I think this could be a great one to paint, like drum painting. So painting along with the particular elements of the song. So pitter patter, pitter patter. How can we use a paintbrush to do pitter patter? Or not even a paintbrush, but maybe it's a sponge with a clothespin on the end of it. And how do we make big strokes? Do we make big strokes for the wind and big palm prints for the thunder? And all these different ways of turning the auditory elements of the song into a visual creation that they can take home, which is really fun too. In this download, you will also notice, and I do this with a lot of my interventions, and a lot of the interventions in the Umbrella community have these as well. There is a whole page dedicated to adaptations. I firmly believe that pretty much anything you bring into a session, you can adapt it for everyone to have some sort of accessible way to experience the intervention or idea that you're using. So this has a ton of different ideas on how you can adapt this and bring it into your session, as well as it comes with 8 adorable, adorable, adorable visuals that include rain, stormy, sunny, snow, windy, partly sunny, a cute little rainbow, and windy. So there's a lot of cute little visual cue cards that you can use there too, and you can laminate them and use them however you'd like to support, however you need. All right, on to weather-related intervention number 2. This one is Thunder Boom, and actually both Wacky Weather and Thunder Boom are interventions that have been on my website for a while, but I decided to go back and revamp them, add some additional elements of expansion ideas or visuals or adaptations, just to flesh them out a little bit. So I love going back. This was actually inspired by design thinking from Amanda's episode. I'll have to check the number on that, but I'll link it in the show notes. Where when you have something that works, and even if it doesn't work, you can always go back and revamp and tweak and go back and check it again. And I love that cycle. So that's what I've done with these. And so Thunder Boom, I wrote this I wrote it during my internship and had a couple kiddos or a kiddo that really didn't like the thunder. It was really scary, and man, we got tons of thunder, and it was upstate New York at that time, and so spring was full of thunder and rain and all of that stuff, and snow, of course. And so I wanted to write a song that was really fun about thunder, but also had some other elements to it. And what my favorite part about this intervention is that there's kind of this sense of empowerment at the end where you get to say shh to the thunder and tell it to go away. And there's something really empowering about that, that kids really buy into. And I was really surprised at that, and really excited that that is what this song ended up serving, giving empowerment to be able to say like, hey, thunder, go away from me, which is just really adorable hearing kids say that, and super, super cute. But So this is another simple song that could just be a chant. And this one is starts with stomping your feet, patting your legs, and then clapping your hands. And so it goes like this. Oh, I can stomp my feet today, hear the thunder boom. Oh, I can stomp my feet today, hear the thunder boom. Oh, boom, 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 boom. Oh, boom, 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 boom. And here I'm stomping my feet really, really hard and really, really fast. And then, oh, I think it's getting closer. Oh, I can pat my legs today, hear the thunder pat. Oh, I can pat my legs today, hear the thunder pat. Oh, pa 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 pa. Oh, pa 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 pa. Oh, I think it's getting closer. Oh, I can clap my hands today, hear the thunder clap. Oh, I can clap my hands today, hear the thunder clap. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, I think it's getting closer. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Thunder, go away from me. Thunder, go away from me. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Thunder, go away from me. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Thunder, go away from me. Every time at the end of this song, kids are so quiet and so ready to like go into higher executive functioning learning because we've just done some sensory grounding. We feel really empowered to tell the thunder to go away from me. But the elements that this song has of going up and down and loud and soft and all those different things really gets a lot of that sensory stuff out for kids. So fun to just use on its own as a really great, this would always be like my number two if I was doing a group session, not always this song, but one of my rotating number two songs where I do like a hello song for a group. And then the second one would be like a sensory grounding kind of song. And so this was always the one that I usually used in springtime for a couple weeks. But the really cool thing is you can expand this in so many ways. I included some adaptations as well in this one, just a few different ways to support. But some expansion ideas I think are one of my favorites, books. What a great way to bring in visuals and connect it with this song. Again, that multi-sensory learning that's so powerful for so many kids when they can have many avenues, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, all these different ways that are supportive of their learning and providing the needs that their body and their minds need and want at that time. So some book suggestions, Thunder Cake, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Thunder Boomer, they all would be really, really great books to just, you could go into a book directly after this intervention. I think that'd be a perfect time because kids are really quiet and ready to go. Actually, I think a lot of these interventions would be great right after that. But art-wise, you could bring in cotton balls to create clouds on paper. You could draw stormy weather that way. You could use paint on bubble wrap and place it on top of a paper so you can make like those raindrops when you like roll it on top of the paper. It looks like really adorable raindrops. But you can expand it more and do cardboard and foil and add that extra sensory effect. Movement cards. I love handy dandy movement cards. There's a bunch in the community. There's a bunch of different movement cards, and they're some of my favorite things to have like on hand to pull out whenever I need them. But great for visual support throughout the song. So expanding some more of those movements, and you know, if you do the whole song again, and you can do follow the leader type of movements or different things like that, which here's a little of the infant mental health tip. Follow the leader movement. When you have a kid who's doing a movement and everyone else is following them, or you're doing a movement and kids following you, or vice versa, you're following one child. That fosters attunement. Attunement is being very mindful and present with somebody. And simple follow the leader in, you know, games and stuff like that are fostering attunement, because when you're checking in with that child and saying, I'm here with you and I'm doing all the movements you are and I'm watching you. I'm right here. That really grows the attachment, a healthy attachment. And, you know, as other adults in a kid's life, we want to develop those healthy attachments as well so that we can be another resilience factor for kids. We can be that other healthy attachments outside of the family and outside in the community to support kiddos. So, and last, a sensory jar. Sensory jars are so much fun, but you can make one for all different types of weather. Sparkles and glitter for rain, cotton balls for clouds, and leaves for wind. And you could just get really, really fun. There's a Pinterest board I link to in that because I just love it. So this download is in the show notes. Lots of fun stuff in there too. Feel free to check that out. All right. For the last freebie of today, there is a simple one-page download that I'm actually next month going to turn into a full intervention that has a little bit more, it'll be more fleshed out and have more details and descriptions. But one of my favorite tools to use for kids for when working with kids who have anxiety is finding different techniques for mindfulness in working on being in the present moment and not getting so much caught up in thoughts and accepting thoughts for what they are and finding a way to turn towards mindfulness. And so one of my favorite ways to do that that I find is really effective for kids because it can kind of turn into a game. Deep breathing and all of those things are really great, but the 5-4-3-2-1 technique, grounding technique, is by far my favorite because, again, it can easily be a game. It can take longer than just a couple quick breaths, which sometimes I feel like isn't effective. I think sometimes when kids are feeling anxiety, kids, teens, adults, it takes a little bit more time for that anxiety to kind of come down and for things to feel a little bit better. So if you don't know what the 5-4-3-2-1 technique is, it's just what you do is you start with five and you would name and describe five things that you can see right now around you, wherever you are in that moment. And this is a catch that I did not know. I remember learning about this when I was doing my own counseling in college and a therapist telling it to me, and I tried it and I was like, oh, this isn't for me. This isn't working. But I was literally just like, I see a lamp. I hear, you know, whatever. I see a lamp. I see this speaker. I see this thing. I see this thing. And I was like going through it very anxiously. So come to find out, I think what makes this really work and something that when you can get more mindful is being descriptive about each thing that you see. So you start with five and you name and describe five things that you can see, being as descriptive as you can. So for example, right now I would say, I see a silver and light green lamp to my left. I see a red interface Focusrite Scarlett thing that I use for recording that has a green blinking light and several cords plugged into it. I see a stained glass star that is iridescent and has five very distinguishable pieces to it that have been soldered together with silver. So that is how I would go about naming those things. So descriptive, slow as you can, you know, not super slow, but not really rushed and just trying to cross it off the list because I feel like it doesn't work then. So you start with five things you can see, and then you do four you can hear, three that you can feel, two you can smell, and one that you can taste. Now, I know some people have it different where like some of the senses are flipped, which I think is fine. It's just really the idea is to get into your senses because if you're in your senses, you're in the present moment. And when you're present and mindful, it is very combative of anxiety because anxiety can be pretty mostly future-oriented, sometimes past-oriented. So it's hard for anxiety to battle when you're in that mindful space. So the other thing I like about this one too, I do this one specifically with smell and taste for two and one, two things that you can smell. If you can't currently smell anything, describe two smells from memory. And the same thing if you can't taste anything, describe one taste from memory. So this this download is just a simple sheet that has this written out. It has the numbers, it has the things that you're supposed to do. And I find this valuable, and I give this to a lot of kids and teens that I work with, just to have in a space, whether they want to keep it like in their notebook in school. Some kids want to have it up like near their playroom. Some parents put it on the fridge. And so just having a quick thing that you can look at of like, you know, for parents, if like you're seeing a kid get anxious, you can say, hey, let's do our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do it together. Now, what I love about this is you very much can turn it into a game. This can work in like crisis panic attack moments. It's not always successful, of course, in panic attack moments, but it can work with really heightened anxiety, and it can work with some more mild anxiety. But I think one of the things that I love about this is that you can expand this into so many ideas. The whole thing is sensory, so it's all like just a million ideas. So I think and this is going to be sent out again in the next newsletter. So if you're not on there and want this, hop on. You can get the quick little download now that's just the one page. But if you want the full intervention, hop on my newsletter, which will be linked in the show notes. But so for a full intervention, I love the idea of doing this, but then also creating the five things that you see in some way. You could create them with clay, or you could create them with markers and paper. You could create them with yarn or some other thing. Visually create them. And then the same thing with you can hear. Turn the four things that you hear into a song. How can we do that? Can we pull up GarageBand and record some of these sounds, or find instruments that sound like them and put them into a song? And so on and so forth with the others. So this 5-4-3-2-1 grounding intervention itself is just amazing purely as it is. But I love how much it lends itself to creative arts and expressive therapy, in that this could be such a fun intervention to bring into session of like, hey, let's practice this thing, and we're going to make all this art and all this music and all these different things along with it. But we've got to practice how this works to get really good at it. And maybe we'll do it a few times through to see what feels good. And so the idea that you're, you know, kind of like in vivo doing the coping skills in session, and then you're practicing them, and then you're expanding that into that creative modality, which is, again, we know multisensory learning solidifies concepts. So some of these concepts that we're learning while we're doing this grounding activity, and then creating out of clay the things we see, and, you know, creating that music, is only going to solidify that information that much more. So I absolutely love the 5-4-3-2-1. I'm a total believer in it now. I use it all the time for myself now that I can describe it. And so this is going to be a full intervention going out on the newsletter soon. So hop on that so you don't miss out. But right now there is the small visual that just describes just what the 5-4-3-2-1 that is in the show notes. So you can download that as well. All right. Well, those are the latest creative freebies that are available for free download. If you like this stuff, then you will love the community. You can always hop on the community waiting list. We open again in October, but it's full of ideas like this, where doing different creative arts interventions and ideas, and talking about child mental health constantly through all of it, of how we can always support mental wellness through the process of what we are doing. Also, if this is something that you're interested in, there is a course on my website called Cultivating Creative Resiliency that is really, really wonderful. If you hop into the show notes, there will be a link for $20 off of that too. So if you're interested in purchasing that, it will be $20 off. And no one knows about this except for podcast listeners. So I'm not even going to post it on Instagram. So hop on there if you want to do that course. It's $20 off with the code in the show notes. And there'll be a link to it as well, so you can just hop right in there. But otherwise, I'm sending you lots of warm thoughts from my cold and wet space in Maine, although I'm loving it and the plants are really, really loving it. Hoping that wherever you are, that you're taking as much care of yourself as you can and putting yourself first as well, because what we do is really hard work and you're appreciated. And I see you, and that might have been thunder or something upstairs, but it was perfectly timed for our thunder intervention. So anyway, sending you lots of warm thoughts. Always feel free to reach out, kate@creativetherapyumbrella.com. I love hearing from listeners, so always feel free. Otherwise, I will talk to you soon, and be creative.